From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. When a Republican congressman shouted, "You lie," in the middle of President Obama's speech to Congress Wednesday, he gave a fundraising boost to the Democrat who hopes to unseat him. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
South Carolina's Joe Wilson cracked the congressional decorum when President Obama said the proposed health care plan wouldn't cover illegal immigrants. House Republican leaders came down hard on Wilson, and he phoned the White House to apologize. But back in South Carolina, Wilson's outburst is great news for Democrat Rob Miller. As of mid-afternoon Thursday, Democratic activists had donated more than $340,000 to Miller's 2010 campaign to unseat Wilson. That's 50% more than Wilson had on hand in his last financial report in July. Miller is an Iraq War veteran. Last year, Wilson outspent Miller 2-1 and won with 54% of the vote. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
During a White House meeting, President Obama said that he had accepted Wilson's apology.
I'm a big believer that we all make mistakes. He apologized quickly and without equivocation, and I'm appreciative of that.
Mr. Obama said he wants to keep the attention focused on health care and that action on the issue is urgently needed. The number of Americans without health insurance remained statistically unchanged last year at 46 million people, but that masked a continuing shift from private to public coverage, as NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The annual report from the Census Bureau covers all of calendar year 2008, so it doesn't yet pick up people who lost their jobs and their health coverage starting last fall. Still, the report found a continuing decline in the percentage of the population with private health insurance coverage. It fell nearly a full percentage point last year to 66.7%. The only reason the number of uninsured didn't rise more is that government health programs enrolled an additional 4 million people in 2008. One bright spot in the data, both the percentage and number of uninsured children under age 18 fell to their lowest level since 1987. The number of uninsured adults, however, has risen to 1 out of every 5. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell more than expected last week. The White House says that while job losses continue, the pace of those losses has slowed. Meanwhile, another report showed an increase in foreign demand for American goods for a third straight month. But the increase was not as high as U.S. demand for imports. Some analysts are saying the trade gap may be a positive sign that consumer spending is on the rise. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials up 80 points, closing at 9,627. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 23 points. This is NPR News. President Obama on Friday will meet with families of dozens of people killed in the 9/11 attack on the Pentagon. More than 100 volunteers who worked at the World Trade Center site on that day will mark the 8th anniversary of the attacks there by reading the names of victims at a ceremony near Ground Zero. And former Secretary of State Colin Powell is scheduled to speak at another ceremony in western Pennsylvania, where a hijacked plane went down. September 11th has been declared a national day of service. General Motors has agreed to a deal that would sell a majority stake in its European Opel unit to a Canadian auto supplier and a Russian state-backed bank. From member station WDET in Detroit, Sarah Swick has details.
The deal has Magna International and Sberbank taking a combined 55% stake in Germany-based Opel. GM would retain a 35% stake, while Opel workers would get 10%. John Smith is GM's group vice president of corporate planning and alliances. Smith says the parties have agreed to major principles, but the deal isn't final yet.
There is work to be done. I would describe it as garden variety work to be done between now, signing of the binding agreements, and getting to closing, and our target is to get that done by November 30th.
GM had reportedly been leaning toward a competing bid from Belgium-based investment firm RHJ International, or keeping Opel. But both the German and Russian governments had pushed heavily for the Magna Sberbank offer, with Germany offering $6.5 billion to finance the deal. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.
Space Shuttle Discovery's return to Earth has been delayed because of bad weather at Cape Canaveral. The next chance for landing is Friday. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.